Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline Hemrick. Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline is presented by XO Wellness, a healing practice using homeopathy, flower essence, and holistic life guidance for a happier, healthier you. Go to xowellness.com/healing room for 15% off your first consult, healing jewelry, or product. Hello, my friends, and welcome to the show. So glad to have you back here with me, and a nice warm welcome to you new listeners that have come in since we're on Apple Podcasts now. Welcome. So glad to have you here. You can learn more about me, more about what I'm into, why I'm doing this at evangelinehemrick.com. And also, you can sign up for my newsletter and receive some of my brand new online courses that I'm going to launch this winter. Around the holidays, I'm going to give a gift to all those who are on my newsletter list. And so I definitely recommend you go sign up so that you can receive my free e-courses. I'm using a new software that I'm very interested to get some feedback. So for my VIP newsletter people that follow me and are into what I'm doing, please come and check it out and you'll get some cool free courses at evangelinehemrick.com. I record my episodes in my healing room. It actually becomes my recording studio. And up until now, my co-host, my partner in crime, is my dog, Shanti. She's typically in here in the studio with me. So you might, you know, hear some little noises from her when she interjects now and again, but I just love having her nearby because her energy is so good. So for these first 6 episodes that I have under my belt, it's been just Shanti and me in here in the recording studio, and I've been giving you guys some informative discussion type episodes on particular topics. Now we're going to switch gears in the upcoming episodes. This will be the last one that's me talking for a while, and we'll go to some really inspiring, informative interviews with amazing people. So you can look forward to that. And I would love to hear from you guys. What do you like? Do you like my commentary on particular topics where I'm giving tips and tools and strategies for feeling better and making your life better? That's typically the kind of things I'm talking about, the things that interest me. What we will have with the interviews will be different types of healers, people from all walks of life who've actually healed their bodies and their lives and how they did that. So good things to come. Very exciting. And let's get right into this episode. Today, we're going to talk about how feeling good is actually free of charge. And I've got 12 ways that you can feel better right now that aren't going to cost you a dime. This episode is devoted to how to tap into your own healing resources and claim the abundance that you have for taking care of yourself. You guys can probably relate with me that sometimes it's really easy to fall into poverty or lack mindset. I know that I have done it and I need these reminders. So I collected only 12. I mean, there's a lot more than that, but 12 ways that you can shift that lack mentality of, I don't have what I need to feel better. It would cost so much to make a healthy change and I can't afford it, or I don't have time. Whatever the poverty consciousness is that we carry, it's very important to realize it's not ours. It was handed down to us from generations past, and we don't have to take it. We don't have to use a lack mindset that only creates more lack. Enough of all that. Today, we're going to shift into a mindset of abundance about our health. So I want to ask you a question, and I just want you to let this sink way deep down in your soul. Take some time with it. What if you already have everything you need to feel better? What if you came equipped with the resources to make a healthy change right now, and you don't need anyone else? You don't need anything outside of what you've already got. Let that sink in. You already possess valuable tools that are accessible to you at any time, wherever, whenever you need them. And right here in this moment, you have the power to change how you feel. And now I know that feeling good is subjective to each person's personal experience. What feeling good means to you is not what it's going to mean to me or someone else. You have to decide what that means. Just what's one step further in the process of improvement, well-being? What does that mean for you right now? I'm here to put you in the driver's seat of your own self-care plan. Eliminate the middleman and remind you about what you've already got. And you know, in a world of consumerism, it's so easy to feel like we're missing something when we already have what we need to make a positive change. There's a lot of peace of mind when we realize that we don't need to keep grasping for the next big thing, the next shiny object. If I just had this, or if I just could afford that, I would feel better. If I just had this gym membership or this workout class or these supplements, that's just really not how it works. There's nothing you have to buy and no one that you have to pay in order to feel better right now. But what you do have to do is contribute to the process with your effort and your time if you want to be effective at feeling good. And you know, time is one of our most valuable resources, and we all have the same amount. No matter what unique circumstances of our own life might be and what limitations that we all have the same amount of time. And when you understand the value of your time, that creates a mindset of prosperity and abundance. The investment you make in feeling better is so worth it. When you pour your own effort into the process, you can really watch your life change. So it does take time and effort on your part for these 12 steps. So enough already with limited thinking that keeps us disempowered about our potential. It's time to lift ourselves out of destructive thoughts that focus on lack and what we don't have. And it's time to feel better. Here's some truth for you. You don't have to spend a lot of money to be your own best healer. If you practice these 12 self-care steps in this article, you will improve your physical,